where are we? I was just going to say 33 after the hour. That'll be the case in a half hour from right now. It's now 7 after. Mary Lou Henner has a new book. Remember when she was here a couple of months ago, Richie? I said, make sure you come back, because she said she was writing a book or was finishing a book called Total Memory Makeover.
Yep.
And because she is unforgettable, the television show that stars Poppy Montgomery is a very good show. She's a very attractive, fetching. Is that a good word? I just find her.
Fetching.
Yeah, I just find her very attractive. I've always found Mary Lou Henner to be attractive. Although, excuse me, I think she's lost too much weight lately. Most of you remember her from all kinds of television experiences. What I liked is she was in that movie with Burt Reynolds. Do you remember?
It was a show, Evening Shade.
That was it. Yeah. Right. But she has the ability to remember everything. If you have seen that television show, Unforgettable, it's really about Mary Lou Henner. And I think she told us at the time she was a consultant.
She was.
Yeah. Right?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Yeah.
So anyway, she's going to talk more about memory. And what a perfect idea for a pre-Mother's Day conversation. Memories. What sort of memories do you have of your childhood? Do you have of your mother? Do you have of events? And that's really what this is about. Events. Remembering things that most other people... It's not even remembering. Excuse me. It's noticing. It's having something in your brain. It's like a camera that takes in everything. These people, and there are very few of them, can look see everything.
10 people in the world. It's called highly superior autobiographical memory.
Right. HSAM.
She can recall specific information about every day of her life beginning at a young age.
Remember we asked her. All right, so we'll get to Mary Lou in just a moment. Stand by and good day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough. Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
Come on up here and sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
I
unforgettable.
Now, 11 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, and Mary Lou Henner is here. She is someone probably as much, Richie, of a household name when it comes to actresses or people who are famous, but for a lot of different reasons. Not only that she is a performer, an actress, she's a memory expert, and she comes by it naturally. I think
she's just cool.
Yeah, she is cool. Mary Lou was here a couple of months ago, and I remember saying that she told us that she was finishing up this book, Total Memory Makeover, and of course, that's a great way to invite somebody that you'd like to come back again and visit. So what's for breakfast at your house this morning, Mary Lou?
Well, nobody else is up yet, quite yet. Well, actually, they're just starting to wake up.
Uh-huh.
So what are they going to have for breakfast? Probably, since I'm not making it, probably just a bowl of cereal. Healthy cereal.
Is it hard for the people? You have this highly superior autobiographical memory, and I wonder how people in your family, your loved ones, how are they affected by this? How do they relate to this?
You know, because I've had it my entire life, even when I was a tiny little kid, it was just something that people grew up with. You know, I was the family historian. I'm one of six kids. And so people would say, well, just go ask Mary Lou. Well, go ask Mary Lou, you know, things like that. So it was no big deal. And since my children were very small, my son Nikki turns 18 tomorrow. My son Joey will turn 16 and a half on the exact same day.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. They both have very good memories because I was always prompting them and asking them. You know, this is what my husband says. He says, he always says that people ask him what it's like to live with someone who has this memory, and he says, what man ever wins an argument against his wife anyway? I just have an excuse.
Mary Lou, how old were you when you realized that you had this ability?
Well, even when I was tiny, I knew that I had a very unusual memory. But I was really 18 where I realized that no one else around me had it. And actually, just a few years ago, that 60 Minutes, the whole 60 Minutes thing came about. So I didn't know there was a name for it, and I don't think there was a name for it before.
Yeah.
They had never seen anything like it until this woman by the name of Jill Price came forward in 2000, and she started getting tested at UC Irvine. And they offered the story to 60 Minutes and to Primetime Live, and Leslie Stahl turned the story down because she said, oh, it's not that unusual. I have a friend with the same kind of memory, because Leslie and I have been friends for a long time.
No kidding.
Yeah, so she turned the story down, so it went on the air, and people were calling me and saying, oh, there's somebody with your memory and all this. And then Leslie called me and said, it is unusual. We'd like you to be tested on camera. So then it went on in December 19th of 2010, and that was it. The rest is history.
Do you look at this as a superpower, like a superhero superpower? Or
here she comes to save the day!
Or as a nuisance?
Oh, never a nuisance.
Never a nuisance.
Not for a second. No.
I've read about one of the women that has it who says she can't turn it off. It's like a constant stream of memories, and it becomes a nuisance, but it's not that way for you.
I function in my life, so, you know, I don't know what she does, but it's more that I feel like it's this pilot light that's always there, and it can, like, burst into a big flame
if I wanted to, or, you know,
sometimes it comes in, and it's like, oh, yeah, this reminds me so much of this, and remember we did this, and it was on Saturday, and, you know, things like that, but it's always a great little journey. It never makes me feel like it stops me from living my life, or it doesn't paralyze me in any way, or preoccupy me.
How neat.
Way.
Mary Lou Henner is here. New book called Total Memory Makeover. Okay, so you've written this book to help people do what, other than the obvious? I mean, you're helping people.
Tap into their autobiographical memories, because even before 60 Minutes, I was teaching classes online at MaryLou.com or in seminars across the country, and I found I never found in a typical memory book some of the exercises and tips and promptings that I was doing naturally for myself and for other people.
I
was having great success with people, and I thought, okay, after 60 Minutes came about, I'm going to write a book about this.
Let me ask you something, though. I have a terrible memory of my childhood. I remember certain things and everything, but a lot of, like, Doug can remember every little minute. He's almost like you. Me, not so much. Can you help me remember things that I can't currently remember?
Oh, absolutely. absolutely. Oh, there have been people who had huge blocks, and I worked with them for a short period of time. Pardon me?
Richie said he wanted you. I have a pretty good memory. And that's why I'm good at this, because I have a quick mind. I can remember a lot of things that, you know, otherwise people might not remember. And it's good. It helps me recall stories. With you, though, you're the pluperfect example of this. Richie has no memory whatsoever, and he wants you to help him. And I said, you first have to have a brain, and giving him a little tease. This is something everybody can do. It's just paying attention.
All right, so give us some examples.
Paying attention, but it's also identifying certain things in your life. Everyone says they have a terrible memory. Everyone who says they have a terrible memory usually has one thing that they remember exceptionally well. I call it your personal memory track. Now, it may be anything from travel to sports to relationships to clothes, food, jobs that you've had.
Music.
You know, places you've lived. Music, for sure. I'm sure that if you started playing to that strength, and you also identified what sense is dominant in you, probably since you're on the radio, probably auditory,
yes,
and you started to, like, think of your life more in those terms, you would bring back memories that you didn't even know were in there. Because it's all your stories in you. Everything you've ever been through is on your mental hard drive, and it makes you behave in certain ways. So when people want to get over certain addictions or behaviors that are sort of sabotaging them throughout their lives, whether it's feeling like a victim or choosing the wrong person or dealing with weight and food and exercise and alcohol issues, you know, or if they want to recapture something that they once had in terms of a feeling of success, well, this kind of memory work is going to improve their life.
So here's what I like. When I'm looking at the overview of this book,
so cool,
the details of early days with someone that you're no longer with, can that help you in a new romance? Remembering,
absolutely.
Well, just remembering mistakes in a sense, right?
Right. Just remembering what the mistakes, the good parts, the, you know, just like what worked, what didn't. When you start, you know, I use the Einstein quote at the beginning of the book, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And I say, that's not insanity. It's bad memory. You know,
perfect. Yeah. Mary Lou Henner, book is called Total Memory Makeover. You are a delight. Best of luck with this. And
I just found out that it made the New York Times bestseller list.
Oh, congratulations.
Weekly, so I'm very
Why not?
Excited about
it. It's good. Yeah. It's going to help all kinds of people. It's not only a good read, but it is helpful, and that's what you want. We're all here to help, and this is extraordinary. Thanks, Mary Lou.
Thank you.
To talk with you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Take good care. Bye-bye. 20 after on Good Day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Toby Keith, the soldiers who have put the uniform on are the ones that we honor today, especially those who have passed. Veterans Day is different than Memorial Day. Mostly, Veterans Day is about those who are still alive. Memorial Day is about those who have died, so-called Decoration Day. And so we always get into these conversations about what people hear. And it's unfortunately the reality that people hear what they want to hear, as Richie said. And there's nothing in my heart or my mind that is aimed at being disrespectful. And some of you may hear that because you're sensitive to it. And I'm probably most angry about Vietnam myself as an American. And it's because I have feelings for those, as the lady who just called lost her husband as a result of him being involved in Vietnam. I'm very sorry for that. As an American, I pay tribute to you, but it angers and annoys me to the nth degree that they had to go do what they did in the name of the arrogance and egos and just McNamara and Johnson. And Moyes, you know, all these people who glorify and love Bill Moyes, he's a cur. He was the press secretary, and he and McNamara and LBJ used to sit around in the White House every morning plotting and planning. And McNamara apologized for this in his book after years, decades of feeling guilty, as he ought to have, of destroying all these lives. They didn't know anything. The military people said, no, we got to do it this way. And those three egotists, they planned whatever attacks and how it was. They didn't, any of them collectively, have the experience in their thumb, in their whole bodies, that most of the people who were over there had. I remember Westmoreland, a lot of the people who were important parts of that era of our history militarily. And how he got into some jam. I remember him suing, I think he sued Dan Rather, for things that were said about him on 60 Minutes. It's just, the law of reality is that many people are corrupted by war. And that's another tragedy of all of this. And the money that's made on the military instruments that are created for war, and the fact that we have to fight with each other about things, it doesn't take away my disgusting feelings, and my feelings are disgusting, but I'm disgusted at what we spend to be at war. And we always have to have somebody we're fighting with. We blow up countries, burn them down, and make messes. Going to Iraq, as I did a couple of years ago, and seeing what kind of an unbelievable, god-awful mess we made over there, for what? And then we go back, and I felt we had to stay there and clean it up. And I say the same about Afghanistan. If we'd have done the right thing at the beginning, instead of listening to that boo Bush, and had the men and women who are over there actually do something, and that is get bin Laden. That was a, there's a purpose to that. Sending somebody, groups of people, to go get a guy like bin Laden has purpose and value. And so those people are among the people to be honored, it seems to me. I don't know. It's just, it's very frustrating, frankly, to go through all of this, because we've built so much of what this country is about on the backs of men and women who have been willing to die. And then at the end of the day, you say, why did they die? And that's the question that I'm bringing to the surface. Maybe I ought not to spend that much time on it, because it takes away from actually honoring these people. But I think it's food for thought, and we don't do a lot of that, especially in our schools these days. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Polar bears, melting icebergs, and a big, big screen. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
The Arctic is one of the hardest places on Earth to survive. But to a polar bear, it's paradise.
The music of Paul McCartney and the voice of Meryl Streep provide a cozy comfort zone in the new 3D IMAX film, To the Arctic, now opening in IMAX theaters nationwide. As you'd expect in an IMAX film, To the Arctic has lots of scenes of polar bears cavorting in dramatic melting glaciers. The film's most dramatic scenes follow a mother polar bear and her two cubs. Director Greg McGillivray and his crew stumbled upon the little family right near the end of their weeks in the Arctic.
It was one of those things where the conditions were right for about 2 weeks out of the year, and we just kind of dumb lucked right into those 2 weeks. We encountered this mother and her two cubs who were friending us. You know, they weren't at all nervous about us being right close to them. In fact, they seemed to prefer it. And so they hung out with us. So we got all these great shots.
But McGillivray has more than pretty pictures in mind. The two-time Oscar nominee has been making IMAX movies for 40 years, and now he's using his lifetime of experiences in nature to preserve our planet's natural habitat.
My wife and I have started the One World, One Ocean Foundation to take our love of the ocean and try to share it with people around the world. What we're trying to do is bring that awareness through entertainment, through music and internet entertainment and IMAX films. Get people to pay more attention and love the ocean as we do.
To the Arctic is an IMAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Weekend, make it a good month, make it a good summer. Hopefully you'll spend a lot of time with us over the next 3 or 4 months. That'd be cool. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Heather Bachman and Rich McFadden, celebrating the weekend to talk about Men in Black. There is a story today that we're carrying at DougSteffen.com about not only the opening of the movie over this Memorial Day weekend, but the idea that there are actually these sorts of things going on. There are people who think since the 50s that there, you know, we go back to what, 1953, 52? When did that, Area 54, when did that take place? It was in the 50s.
Yeah, it was in the 50s.
UFO right. encounters and stuff. It's so there are more and more people who think the men in black are real, and the things that they are doing, this is a real story about real events involving real people and real things. And there are people who really believe that. There's a website devoted to it. You can check it out from today's show at DougSteffen.com. Wowie zowie. And then there is another movie that starts this weekend, What to Expect When You're Expecting. Tom Lennon is connected to that. He's been around and been a lot of different. He's written scripts for movies, Richie.
He's written a Night at the Museum series.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Reno 911 and a bunch of other movies.
Right. He appeared opposite Cameron Diaz in Bad Teacher. So he knows his way around both sides of the camera, and we're going to meet him.
He wrote Balls of Fury, too.
I loved it.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fury. All right, so we'll meet Tom Lennon here on Good Day in just a moment.
I'm going to love this guy.
Summer excitement starts at Macy's Memorial Day sale with big savings, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Dive into swimwear for her, for him, for kids, 25 to 50% off. Stock up on men's polos, $14.99 to $34.99. Take off with luggage collections, now 50% plus an extra 10% off. Macy's Memorial Day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Oh my. Starting tonight on History.
That feels me damn!
An epic three-night television event.
Come unarmed to ask you for my boy.
Boy, said my brother and then shot him.
The story of the backcountry feud that became an American legend. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner.
To win it in.
Golden Globe nominee Bill Paxton.
When there's no blood left to be spilled.
Hatfields and McCoys. The feud begins tonight at 9, 8 central on History.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. U.S. Air Force Staff Sergeant Thomas Stevens, 371st Bomb Squadron.
The MiG-15, being a jet aircraft, preyed on B-29s. B-29s, as you know, are propeller-driven and much slower. And in the day missions, they would get between the B-29 and the sun, and the gunners looking into the sun couldn't see the aircraft coming at them. So when I got there, they had already started flying night missions. You might ask, well, how do you see a target at night? You don't, is the answer to that. And then we used something called Shoran. Basically, it was an electronic beam that was put up from either side of the Korean Peninsula by, I believe, naval ships. They calibrated that electronic beam so finely that where the beams crossed was the point at which the B-29 would release the bombs.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Last time I saw the woman we're about to talk to, I was actually trying to steal her baby. Mary Matlin, who is assistant to the President of the United States.
Well, that doesn't sound right, Jack. I never let that kid out of my arms. I never went anywhere without her. She had 31,000 air miles before she was 3 months old.
Yeah, maybe it was the second one.
Oh, that one, I was just, here, take my baby, please.
So Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock, how are you?
Good, Doug. Thanks for having me on, man.
And what are you doing in the child department?
Oh, I got a little baby.
When you looked at that child, you felt something, you learned something about yourself that you never felt before, didn't you?
Let me tell you something, Doug. It was amazing. You know what? I realize now that there are no guarantees in life. But, man, I held my baby girl, and I was just like, God, you know, but I guarantee I will take care of you the rest of my life.
If you smile!
Pregnancy sucks. Making a human being is really hard. I have no control over my body or my emotions. Scare Bear, I'm sorry. All I want to do is punch you in the face.
You dropped your kid of a changing table?
Stuff just happens, okay? Last week, my kid ate a cigarette. I caught him playing in the dryer yesterday.
I picked up the wrong baby from daycare.
Found my baby swimming in the toilet. No judging.
What to expect when you're expecting.
I look at houses with holly, but we're not buying one.
Oh, when your wife says you're just looking at houses, you're buying a house.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 11 after the hour. Jennifer and Richie and Roberta and Heather and I are happy to welcome Tom Lennon to the program. Tom is originally from Oak Park, Illinois, attended the Tisch School of Arts. So you would be considered an artsy-fartsy sort by many people, I suppose, Tom. I don't know whether that's good or... that's rather colloquial, an expression that would be considered...
It sounds fancy.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. I'm wearing just a leotard and a neckerchief right now while I'm doing my morning dance.
Stop it.
Stretching.
That's so hot.
And are you doing your nails at the same time?
Anytime anybody wears a neckerchief.
I'm mostly, I just got a sweaty neckerchief. I'm basically dressed like if Audrey Hepburn were, doing her morning sort of dance workout. That's basically what I'm in. I'm one of the last American holdouts who does jazzercise.
Really?
You know? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got to get in shape somehow.
So you have the special, not only the leotards, but you have the special shoes that the...
I got the special shoes. I got a room full of older ladies I jazzercise with here at the house.
And big hair and a headband, right? And leg warmers.
I got a big hair and headband. I got a woman who looks kind of like Jane Fonda, but not quite. She's just maybe Jane Fonda's stand-in.
And leg warmers.
Yeah.
I just find working out has gotten so hard and so tough in the last 25 years. I just go old school.
Good for you.
That's the way to do it. Yep.
All right, for those of you who are familiar with the television program Reno 911, Tom Lennon played Lieutenant Jim Dangle. And that Reno 911 sort of set, I'm not sure what it set, but it set all kinds of standards for either what to do or what not to do. I remember trying to figure it out when I first saw it, and I'm not sure that I actually figured it out. Did you figure it out while you were doing it?
You know, 88 episodes later, I'm not sure if we ever figured it out. The only thing I know is that the actual Reno Police Department got a lot of complaint letters about our show because people thought it was real. So whenever that happened, I thought, well, we must be doing something right.
Reno, yeah, right.
Tom, I've got to thank you.
We've annoyed this many people, yeah.
I've got to thank you because, you know, I love and grew up with, like, Mel Brooks and just kind of like that slapstick, stupid, in-your-face comedy. And to know that there's somebody out there still writing and performing and having a good time with this kind of stuff is great because a lot of people will try and turn away from it, but just the stupid stuff is fun, isn't it?
You know, that's our policy is always try to be as sincere as possible while being as stupid as we actually are. And, you know, I mean, that was the great thing about, like, the shorts on Reno 911 is as soon as I put those Lieutenant Dangle shorts on, there's nothing you can do other than act very, very serious.
They're so hot.
If you act silly in those, it's so stupid. It's gone beyond dumb, and now you can't never come back.
All right, so let's just profile you for a second, sort of seriously. You wrote a lot of the episodes for Reno 911. You starred in it. You have been a writer in many different movies, and you've written for television. You've been able to cross the line back and forth, it would seem, from acting to writing and from television to movies. And you sound very facile. So to what do you credit this ability that lots of people who are in this business would like to have but don't? They can't find it. You did.
Here's what I would say. I would say you must stop taking yourself so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Would be my main number one. As soon as you sort of can put your ego aside and relax and laugh about stuff, you need to. You know, honestly, if you can keep your sense of humor, you can survive anything. And this business is all about keeping your sense of humor because, boy, oh boy, there's a lot you'll need to survive because it's a positively ruthless
it really is.
Enterprise. Anyway, yeah. So, I mean, to me, that's all what it is. It's get over yourself a little bit. And I think if you can look at my canon of films, you'll see this is a guy who does not take himself too seriously.
Almost to the point of not caring. You take whatever somebody says, hey, we want you here on Friday to play this role. You show up, give me the script, here we go.
Well, I mean, Night at the Museum, which you wrote, that was a blockbuster series of movies. That had to be tough. How did you break in? Did you break in acting first and then get some scripts accepted, or did you break in writing first and then start acting too, or both?
You know what was interesting is we way before Reno 911, we did two shows. We did one called Viva Variety, which was just insane, on Comedy Central. And then we did a show on MTV called The State. And The State was a show you may not remember. You can get it on offline and on DVD now. But we were all like 20 years old, and we were like a punk rock band of sketch comedy. We took it really seriously, and we had this pretty great show that lasted a couple seasons. But to survive in that group, you had to write your own material.
And if you weren't writing your own material, you would never, ever get anything into the show. So it was basically the way that, you know, the fastest way to learn anything in life, which is just have somebody throw you in the deep end of the pool and say, hey. Yeah, so we got real good at writing. Honestly, also just because that was it. There was 10 other members of that group. And if you were shooting their sketches, it means that you weren't shooting yours. Mm-hmm. So it was very competitive. Yeah,
all right, let's bring
10 people that hate you. That's the way to do it, I guess.
Yeah. All right, let's cycle it around to what we would expect from What to Expect When You're Expecting, which is in theaters around the country now.
Here's one of the things. I was very pleasantly surprised when I saw this movie at the premiere. And when I say I'm very pleasantly surprised, I thought it was super funny. It made my wife cry at the end there. But also because I'm not the kind of guy, I can't read a whole script of a movie I'm going to be in. I just don't have time to do that. As sure as I do have time, but I'm either lazy or drinking. So
you do your part.
So I sort of skimmed my part and then went down and shot it, and all our scenes seemed pretty funny. And then I saw the whole movie, and I got to say, I liked it. As a guy, I was like, well, that seems kind of like a chick flick. And it kind of is, but it also, I thought it was about 10 times funnier than I thought.
But I heard it actually speaks to guys a lot, because this was like a manual for pregnant women that they turn into a movie, but I heard there's a big, strong male storyline in it, right?
There is, and there's a couple of very funny people in it, Chris Rock and Rob Hubel, one of my best friends, and a very funny actor who people don't know probably as funny yet is from True Blood, Joe Manganiello, who's he basically looks like the Statue of David. He's about 6'5". I'm going to start to get real gay here in a second. He's really one of the
we like to spit on him.
yeah, you'll like him a lot. But it's a super funny movie. I was very pleased when I saw the final version of the film. I thought it was hilarious.
You do hear that from actors who I don't know. I remember asking, I've asked this of a lot of people who are actors, what about this and what about that in the shooting? And they say, I don't know. I wasn't there that day. It wasn't my call time or whatever. So they show up to the line. I remember Marilyn Rice Cobb, who's in 24, said to me, I never knew anything except what I'd show up 3 days a week. I knew my lines. I went in. You put them on a video, and then you walk away, and you haven't the slightest idea how it's going to come out, how it's going to be all put together. So
not the only that, and there's a bigger bummer about that, which is when you play the kind of characters I play. Like in the last Harold and Kumar movie I was in, there was a scene shot in 3D where 9 naked nuns are taking a shower together. And
you missed that?
I'm not, and I was not there on that day.
You hear
about it later. The crew says, boy, it was a great day yesterday that you're a scene that you're in a character would never be in because you're the little creepy guy on the side.
Yeah, should have been there. All right, so the movie is called What to Expect When You're Expecting. Who else is in it with you?
A bunch of up-and-comers, a Latina girl from New York named Jennifer Lopez. I think you're going to see big things from her. I don't know if this is a man or a woman. Somebody named Cameron Diaz. That's a boy. Could be a boy. Could be a girl. And then a weird person named Brooklyn Decker. I don't know. Sounds like a real homely girl to me. But
What to Expect When You're Expecting in theaters around the country this weekend, along with Men in Black 2. Good luck with that. Tom Lennon, good to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Memorial Day, a day of remembrance, while it's also a weekend to deal with the weather. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. First, what Memorial Day means and is meant to be. This holiday began with families who wanted to honor fallen Civil War soldiers. More than 100 years later, the holiday observes all American soldiers who died. Here's how Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert Manning puts it.
I think that Memorial Day is a time for Americans to really take a clear look at both our past and our future. It's the day of the year when we acknowledge the debt that we owe those men and women.
At Arlington National Cemetery today, President Obama and the First Lady will join family members of those who fought and died for our country, along with veterans and their families, to pay tribute to those who served in every generation. The ceremony also includes the laying of the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. Memorial Day weekend also marks the unofficial start of the summer season, with trips to the beach, backyard barbecues, family gatherings, but the weather has intruded in several places. The second named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, which, by the way, doesn't officially start until this Friday, made landfall early this morning, Beryl, producing these downpours on northern Florida and southern Georgia. Forecasters say Beryl will eventually lose strength as it moves north and east over the Carolinas and out to sea in the next day or two. Some areas, though, could get up to a foot of rain before this is over. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-608-9425. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-608-9425. That's 1-800-608-9425.
It's a day off on Wall Street in observance of Memorial Day. The Dow off 75 points last Friday to 12,455. S&P down 3. NASDAQ dropped 2 points. Oil prices up 20 cents a barrel to $90.86. It's called the greatest spectacle in racing.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
And in the end, it was Dario Franchitti winning his third Indy 500 yesterday. And on this Memorial Day 2012, we meet a guy named Joe Horowitz of Long Island, New York, a professional golfer with a dream of making it to the PGA Tour. He's currently trying to qualify for the U.S. Open. He's also very involved in something called the Lead the Way Fund.
Lead the Way Fund was created in 2007 in memoriam of Sergeant James J. Regan, who's from Manhasset, Long Island. Went to Duke University, had a bunch of law school offers, scholarship offers, Wall Street offers, turned it all down to fight for his country. He became an Army Ranger and was killed on his fourth tour of duty in Iraq in February 2007. And what Lead the Way Fund does is fill the gaps that the government just can't fill when it comes to supporting the Army Rangers and their families, whether they're active Army Rangers, hurt, fallen, disabled Army Rangers.
As it turns out, Joe only knew Sergeant Jimmy Regan indirectly by way of another friend, but this cause has become a major part of his life. In addition to his golfing talents, Joe is also a talented singer and songwriter.
I went to the Regans with the idea of writing a song, not a sad ballad about how sad the story actually is, but a glimpse into the relationship that a son has with his parents and the story that Jimmy had and what he wanted to do. And when the Regans started the Lead the Way Fund, how they carried on the torch of what Jimmy started.
There's a fire burning on the inside of my soul. And it started on the streets of my hometown.
When I started writing this song, I interviewed a lot of Jimmy's friends and family, and the quote that stood out to me was, Jimmy always said, you know, if we don't do this, who will?
If we don't, tell me who will.
Joe Horowitz, man of many talents, giving so much for those who make so many sacrifices for all of us. If you'd like to donate to the effort, visit leadthewayfund.org. On iTunes, if you purchase the song Lead the Way, the proceeds go toward the Lead the Way Fund. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.